During the show yesterday, we were talking about back to school scams. And while that is certainly very prevalent, the Better Business Bureau is also focused on shoddy contractors, essentially. We want to tell a story that happened here in Connecticut that's pretty gut-wrenching, to be honest, but it certainly serves as an opportunity for the Better Business Bureau to really inform you about these scams that are not just a possibility because we've heard about it in different states. It's happening, and we have a concrete example of it right here in Connecticut. So joining me back on the show, Kristen Johnson of the Better Business Bureau serving Connecticut. And Kristen, thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate it.
Oh, anytime. Thanks for having me.
What happened to this gentleman and from here in Connecticut?
Yeah, his name is John. He lives in New Britain. He's an older gentleman. He was standing on his lawn, and he said that a group of men came over. They said they were working on a roof a few doors down. They noticed that he had a problem on his roof and wanted to know if he'd like a free estimate. Well, he knew he had a small leak that needed to be fixed, so he said, sure, go up there. Then they asked to go in his attic, and they told him that he had termite damage and that it was so extensive. Not only would he need his roof replaced, but he would need all the lumber in his home replaced. And then he would also need to have his garage torn down and rebuilt. So the project just kept escalating and escalating in price. You know, it started at around $44,000, then it went up more and more until finally they said it was going to cost $195,000 to eradicate the termites and then pretty much rebuild. So he gave them a series of checks, added up to $78,000 in down payments. And they did do some work. He says they replaced the shingles, but they didn't replace any of the wood under his roof. And then they tore the shingles off his garage. And that's as far as they got, disappeared, and never came back. So he realized it was a scam at this point. But what's really tricky about it is that these men actually use the names of real businesses in Connecticut. There is a company,
goodness,
a national company called Tecta America. They're based in Chicago, but they have an address in East Hartford. There's another company called Metro Roofing Supplies that has a Stamford address. Mm. What they did on their truck is they put Tecta America Metro. They combined the two companies. And then on their paperwork, they put Tecta America Metro. Use Tecta America's logo, but Metro Roofing Stamford address. And they also created a fake website. So everything really looked real. So even though he did a little bit of research about the two companies, but he didn't go far enough. He says he wishes he would have picked up the phone and actually called them.
Well, because I think what's tricky about this, which you really outlined here, Kristen, is that, you know, when we say do research, you know, we do always say it takes you a couple minutes, do a Google search. But how many times, and look, I'm guilty of this too. How many times do you do a Google search and you say, you know, Tecta America Metro, and then all of a sudden you see a search that says, yeah, Tecta America totally exists. Mm-hmm. Or you see, you know, right, Metro Roofing Supplies totally exists, and you see it has a Stamford address. I mean, this was clever. This is a good sign, right, that scammers are getting smarter and smarter. And even if something really looks legitimate, even just doing a simple Google search, I mean, maybe that does up the ante, that's not enough. You have to pick up the phone and call or make an inquiry before you ever expose yourself or make yourself vulnerable.
You're right. You're right. And he actually gave us some good tips that you've probably heard me say on the phone that he realized after the fact. He said, have reluctance to do business with people who have approached you that you have not approached. Mistrust them. Those people that just show up out of the blue, you really want to take another step and then really investigate, especially when you're entering into such a big project. $78,000 is a lot. But he said beyond the financial impact, what's really harmed him is this lack of trust he now has. He said it's made him feel insecure in his own home. And he has this certain feeling of insecurity that follows him around now.
Wow. That's heartbreaking, but and so powerful. It's just such a shame that this could happen to anybody and to happen to somebody here in Connecticut who, you know, again, had to be duped in this nature. It's awful. So Kristen Johnson is here of the Better Business Bureau. So obviously we always say do your research, Kristen. It's beyond just doing a Google search, which we realize it's, you know, picking up the phone, for example. What are some other things people should do to better protect themselves from something like this?
So he was told that his home was infested with termites. Once he realized that this was a scam, he called a well-known company to come out and investigate, and they said there were no termites. So in this case, you would definitely want to call an expert. He thinks what happened is they brought up a piece of wood that had termite damage and then claimed they took it from his attic. when really they had it with them. So you definitely want to get a second or even third opinion. If it's a large project, you really want to get three estimates, and you want to have them all in writing so you can compare apples to apples. What is this company going to do compared to this company, and how much are they going to charge for each step of the project? And then you want to work out how the payments are going to work. There's going to be a down payment, but it shouldn't be a large portion of the down payment. If it is, that's a red flag. You want to make sure that you're able to inspect each portion of the project as you go along and then pay along the way. When it comes to roof repairs, though, get your insurance company involved. Have them inspect the roof and make sure that you really do need the work that's being recommended. Don't sign any paperwork or contracts until you've had your insurance company come out and do their own inspections.
And again, I want to also highlight something that you said earlier in this, Kristen, which is that this started out as a roofing scam. But it then became, you know, really in general, a contractor scam. Wouldn't you agree? Because once you start saying, oh, you have termites, I mean, These are warnings that could go for anything. This could be the random knock on your door that, hey, we've been cutting trees in the neighborhood. Would you like us to also do yours? This could be like the paving scams. I mean, it's not just roofing scams we're talking about.
We often see these types of scams and call them storm chaser scams. After a bad storm, tropical storm, winter storm, you'll see people inundate a neighborhood, contractors offering to do work saying, I did the guy down the street. So that's when you definitely want to be careful. These rules, these tips, they apply to any sort of home contracting project inside or outside. You want to be aware of those unsolicited offers. Many scams like these begin with someone who just happens to be in the area, offers to repair your home, especially if they want to give you a free estimate or they want to give you a discount, and they say, this is only for today because we happen to be on your street. If they're trying to push you to make a decision before you've had time to research, that is a huge red flag. And if they're not going to take your money tomorrow, then you want to find someone else to do business with.
So if people want more information, certainly we always say that if you want to check that a company is legitimate, I mean, is this something that we could have checked on the scam tracker to see if, Tecta America Metro was even a real thing?
This is the first report that we've received of it. I actually did speak with an attorney with Tecta America. He said that they hadn't received any more reports of it. But he also said that they were the ones that actually took down the website, the fake website. And they're now working with our Attorney General's office and Department of Consumer Protection to make sure this doesn't happen to anyone else. But this is just one example. I have to tell you, there was another very similar incident that happened in a different part of the state. These people went to a Stamford address. They took about $10,000 for a roof repair job. They claimed to have an address in Massachusetts. That address was actually a UPS store. It wasn't even a real address. And the next day, they went into New York, forced their way into a woman's home. She called police, and they were arrested for not having any permits or licensing in New York. These men turned out to be from Europe. They were had ties to the UK and Ireland and didn't have any sort of, you know, real connection to New England. So you got to be careful when people don't give a real address. That's a huge red flag. You want to make sure that the business is legitimate, and you can do that by looking up the address. Obviously, in the case of the New Britain man, they used a real address, but in the second case, they used an UPS store. So that's something else when you're doing your research. Make sure that it is a real company, and they're not just using some random UPS store or parking lot as an address.
Yeah, that's a really good point. Again, you can get more on this if you go to BBB.org. And Kristen Johnson, we always appreciate getting your time. Thank you so much for the heads up on this, and I'm sure we'll talk again very soon.
You're very welcome.
All right, Kristen Johnson of the Better Business Bureau, serving Connecticut right here on WICC. And again, that website is BBB.org.